So Parshas Chayisara, so we're already saying goodbye to Avraham and Sarah and Yishmael. You know, it's almost like a metaphor of life. You know, we were just introduced to Avraham 2 weeks ago. And my whole religion is so much based. Magen Avraham, he's the central figure, really, in Yahadus. Not only for Yahadus, but for other religions of the world. And it's only 2 weeks. And it's an example of how quick, you know, life can pass us by. You know, it's just 2 weeks and studying all the laws of all the stories of Avraham Avinu, and then all of a sudden we move on to the next generation. So it could be that the theme of Chayisara is Dar Ba V'Dar Halech. It's, you know, the changing of generations. But I don't think that's the thing. It is. I mean, what are we discussing in Parshas Chayisara? It's the death of Sarah Imenu. It's the burial of Sarah Imenu. It's then the shidduch, the looking of a wife, a suitable wife for Yitzchak. And then the death of Avram and the death of Yishmael. I mean, that's really the essence of the Parsha. So, but is there something a little bit deeper? What is the Parsha trying to come across? I wanted to start off, first of all, tonight, because this is the second Yahrzeit of Lord Jonathan Sacks, two pieces, which I think introduces an idea that I wanted to concentrate on. He starts on page one. A while back, a British newspaper, The Times, interviewed a prominent member of the Jewish community and a member of the House of Lords, we'll call him Lord X, on his 92nd birthday. The interviewer said most people, when they reach their 92nd birthday, start thinking about slowing down. You seem to be speeding up. Why is that? So Lord X reply says, when you get to 92, you start seeing the door beginning to close. And I have so much to do before the door closes that the older I get, the harder I have to work. That is the essence, really, of what the, and I think of the way he's going to explain it. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea when it comes to Avram Avinu. He says something like that is the impression we get of Avram in the Parshas Chayisara. Sarah, his constant companion throughout their journeys, has died. He's 137 years old. We see him mourn Sarah's death, and then he moves into action. He emerges in an elaborate negotiation to buy the plot of land, which is to buy her, to bury her. As the narrative makes clear, this is not a simple task. He confessed to the local people, the Chitim, that he is an immigrant and resident amongst them, Ger Toshav Anochi, meaning that he knows he has no right to buy the land. It will take a special concession on the part of him to do so, etc., etc. He skipped to line 36. He says something significant is being hinted here. Otherwise, why mention it each time exactly where the field is and when the Avram bought it from him? Immediately after the story of the land and purchase, we read Abraham was old again. And Bob is arcane, well advanced in years, and God had blessed Avram with everything. Again, this sounds like the end of his life, not a preface to a new course of action. And again, our expectation is to compound it. Avraham launches into a new initiative. He's been told what Lord Sacks is trying, Jonathan Sacks is trying to explain, is that Avraham, at the moment in time where he could understand that he's about to slow down, no, he begins. He begins anew, because if you think about everything that was promised to him, Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that through his child, you know, through Yitzchak, there's going to be Pizera. Nothing was accomplished yet. He's 137 years old. What is, in other words, it's only a beginning. So now he goes into action. The contrast with the story of the binding of Isaac cannot be greater. There, almost everything Avram's thoughts, Isaac's feelings, has left unsaid. Here, everything is said. But it comes to last week, we don't know the Machshava. The Midrashim talk about the Medrash, talk about the thought of Avram Avinu. But here, the literary story calls our attention to the significance of what is happening without telling us precisely what it is. The explanation is simple and unexpected. Throughout the story of Avram and Sarah, God promised them two things, children and land. The promise of the land, we know, is repeated no less than seven times. Children is no less than four times, Avram's descendants. Despite this, line, I think, 14, when Sarah dies, Avram has not a single inch of land that he could call his own, and has only one child who will continue the covenant, Isaac, currently unmarried. Neither promise has been fulfilled. God promises, the Icarus that God promises, but we have to act. This is the concept that, you know, hishtadlus. We have to do our hishtadlus. God will give us in the end. But if we don't do the hishtadlus, it's not given to us. The essence of really what Lord Sachs is trying to explain when it comes to Avram Avinu is the task of completing one's task in life. That's you'll see that's going to be a message of the entire parsha. If you look at the next page, it's a very beautiful idea. He starts off, and again, the same like this. Quite often you'll see when he writes from year to year, he's using the same questions, but he gives a different answer.
So Menachem?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The Bris Avos by Bris Tzion, let's call it, for the land was not contingent. Isn't it not contingent on performing the mitzvahs? It's guaranteed to us no matter what. It's not like Bris Sinai.
I know, but
Sinai, we
have, you have to do something, right? You still have to do a mechana. You still have to capture it.
I think if you're a Jew, you have Bris Tzion.
Well, 1 second. But how did we get Eretz Yisrael?
I think it's part of the Bris.
But didn't we have to go to war? Beryl. Didn't we have to go to war? Didn't we have to defeat the 31 kings?
Still
had to go to war.
Hashem promised it to us.
I know, but
we listened or not.
If we didn't go to war, we wouldn't have it. If we walked in, if Yeshua just came in, that's all it does. You have to do something. You have to do something. Okay. You want to have children? You got to get married. That's all he's saying. But in other words, the theme of what I'm going to try to explain is Vayu Chaye Sarah is that every moment of her life or every moment of our lives, that's really we have to take it. It has to be something of continuing, of ishtadlus, of trying to perform, trying to actualize what we're trying to accomplish in our lifetime.
Okay.
Let's take it slowly. Aminus ba'asid. So here was also a similar idea. Hu ha'yo ben meyu shloshim shev is 137 years old. Chavishneima arose traumatium shekarla anashim ekarim lebiyoser. Harishon Ira Bivno Shuchiba Rov Yumechayov Livot Yitzhak, the first unbelievable traumatic really episode in Avram's was Akedas Yitzchak. Vahu Vesara Ibru Tikva, and now the death of Sarah also loses a hope. Besovze Heron Hagelet Ha'usha Sara Amrat Sachoko Sili Elakim Koloshame Yitzchakli. Everyone's going to laugh at me. Ach mishigodol hayelid bo harega hanera shabo alakus liavram lekachas is mincha es yichidcha asher havta, take the one that you love. La kriva la mizbeach avram la mocha la bocha la dach. He didn't stop. He didn't. And Medrashim says he has question, but psukim say he had no questions. Ha'ova haben holchu yachtav, they go together. Barak barega acharon bo hitzu v'na shemayim atzor, just at the very end, shemayim says stop. And then comes the Avelis, Mesa Sara, Ishto Avuva Shel Avram. Ma'asam. So what did he do at 137 years old? Hatoru Koroslo Zokain Bobayamim. He was a Zokain. Achare Taruma Kazu Vopnin Kazeh. Lu Siper Lanu, Shahubila Esha'iris Yamim Ba'asmus, Zbosim Bishonis, Lo Yinamutim. We would not have been shocked if Avram Avinu would have relaxed, if he would have become, you know, despondent, he would have been depressed. Listen, it was a traumatic episode. Nothing. He's 137 years old. Avahulo says us. Be'echad haretzafim ha'milulim ha'mufalim be'yosef b'torah matorah evlo shel Avram b'chamesh milim. The amazing statement. He's saying what the Torah explained. Vayavo Avram Lispo the Sarah Lufkosa. He came to give a hesped, to cry. Umiyara Kharehim Baos Hamilim Vayakam Avram Alpine Mesa. He got up and he moved. Magia Zeva Hola Mirega Zeva Hola Avram Nasumbi Kadakashalasi. He went into action. who poel lehagshamish shetei mataros liknos chelkas gevul Yisrael, and to find a wife. Notice these are the things I have to accomplish. I have to. God told me I'm getting the land. I'm going to buy the land now. I'm going to buy a piece. I'm going to start. We'll see a very nice shot of why he didn't do it until now. And I'm going to find a wife for Yitzchak. Echizkaber. So he says something very nice aside, nothing to do with really the theme I'm trying to talk about tonight. But Echizkaber Avram alaturma alavdon. How did he do this? Ech yochal adam la moda sof of the benel. You know, Yitzchak leaves him. Yitzchak goes to live with Sarah. We don't know how much of a relationship they had. Esachuva lamadati me'anashim shahoyim aray la'omas musari nitzoli shoa shahoyseli eskos la'akir. Holocaust survivors. Ech tehisi heim mamshichim holo im azichronos hamaros hamaros. How do they live with their history? Anu yodim. Shechayilim britim v'amerikanim, sheshikru es machanos hashmada. We know that the soldiers who came, they never forgot what they saw. How were these people able to get over it? Lebsof gilisi rov hanashim halalu lo dibra v'sa'olabar. You know what they did? They didn't look backwards. They didn't think about their past. Afilu lo im b'nei zugam, that even told their family members. Afilu al yiladayim, v'heim ismaktu b'vinyan chayim chadashim eres chadash. They created a new life. Heim lomdu as a safa v'sa minhagim. Wherever they went, they learned a new language. Their minhags, they went to America, they went to Britain. Found the motu avoda, heim banu kiriya, v'heim ischanu v'halidu, etc., etc. Shnei Anoshim, this is a very beautiful idea, and I've seen this in many Sifrei Musa, but Shnei Anoshim Atar Hebiti Lachar. There are two people who looked backwards, and that was the end of their career. Ha'echod Mishtama Ha'cheres Memufurish. Noach Ha'ish Tzadah B'Yosef. Noach, the Torah doesn't tell he looked backwards, but he did look backwards. Everything he lost. Ha'ish Tzadah B'Yosef B'Darosov. Right? Hidar is about Cheres Yom of the Shichra. So what did he do right away? He got drunk. Why did he get drunk? I can't deal with my reality. I'm thinking of what I lost. HaTorah Einena Omar Rezos Avol HaNachni Yecholim Nachet. We, Torah doesn't tell us. We can figure it out. Hu Ibed is called Alamo, because Yehuva Ishu Abanav Yashu Levetach Bateva. Kol Shah B'nei Adam, but everyone else, Kol B'nei Beis, Zman Otam, everyone else in his life is destroyed. Yitokim Ocha Isha Tzadik Hu Karatachas Hatzaira Kishechaza Bezichron, etc., etc. That was Noach. He couldn't handle it. He looked backwards. He lived in the past, and therefore he couldn't build the future. Who was the second? Ashes looked. Mesuper Mamfurisha Habita Lachar, she looked backwards. Al Ore Hamisha Hanehefeches. This on the foundation of these two stories, Shaboru beParshas Hakadmos, Nuchal Lahavinas Avram Shalacham Osora. Now we can understand Abraham, who kava es hatakpidim tchila bonim osir. You have to build the future. Barak oz efsher lehasabel laapar. First, look to the future. You remember the past. You can mourn the past. But you have to look to the future. So with that in mind, we can start to understand that the parsha of Chayei Sarah is really the theme of the parsha of Chayei Sarah is to live one's life to the fullest. That is the message, I think, that the parsha is trying to teach us. So let's start with the Yismach Yisrael. And I think a lot of these things that you see a Musa that we can't identify with. What I mean by that is, it's hard to live the life of a tzaddik and some of these things. And you're not. I don't believe that when you read these ideas that you find in Chassidus or Rishonim, Achronim, whatever it is, they don't mean to be taken literally. That for us, that we have to live with it, but it's something to aspire to, something to understand, to live a balance in life. Famous Medrash Rabba, many quote this, Vayu Chayei Sarah, Yodei Hashem Yimei Tamimim V'Nachlasam Li'olam Tichya. God knows the completeness of the days and the nachlasom will be forever. Kishem shehem tamimim kach shenosim tam, just like tzaddikim, they are complete, so are their days complete. Dabar acher, yodei Hashem yimei tamimim zusarah shahisa tamimim b'maseha, all of her actions were complete. Amar Rabbi Yochanan gehada agaltet chamisa v'nachtam li'olam, etc. Perish. He said, Anam Arein Rabbeinu, his father, says, Divrei HaMedrash Hazeh, Behektam Lefarsh Divrei Rashi, Zeh Lashono, Nismecha Misa Sarah L'Akedas Yitzchak. Why is the death of Sarah next to the parshas of Akedas Yitzchak? Lefisha Ayidei Besura So Agedash in Istame Bina L'Shchita U'Kamach Lo Nishkan. When she heard the fact that her son was going to be killed and Kamat Lo Nishkan, last week we did, as an introduction to the Akedah, we did the Yesh Kodesh. And the Yesh Kodesh uses this almost to really to challenge the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He had one approach that she, in a sense, gave up her life in order to argue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how could you ask us to continue? How could he ask us to constantly sacrifice? Today we're going to take different approaches. It's difficult to understand this. Shaya Avram Tafala Benavua. Right? Avram did not have as great Navua as he was not as great a prophet as Sarah. Shetisagim Navsha Alinyan Mesiris Nefesh Benachaviv Al Kidr Shema Yisbarach. Ubi Yosef Tumum, and also, it's also startling. Lefi divrei haMedrash shemavua sham sheYitzchak chazar elimo. Says the Medrash says that Yitzchak went back to mommy, and he says, "You're not going to believe what happened. Let me tell you what happened." V'sipa l'kol adavarim v'armalo lulo hamalak v'har Yitzchak shachar v'armalo hen. Even if without the malach he would have been killed. He says, "Yeah." Tzocha shisha tekoz v'lespika l'garmen, like six skiyas, six screams at shemesa. How you talking? Achor shirasa ki bino chayhu v'rak shahoyi lo ratzon amitim l'msor nafsho kiddush shemo yisparah. I don't understand. Why did she give up her life at this moment? Why did she die? You see that Yitzchak is alive, and Yitzchak would have been happy to be bosa nefesh. Mizeh takim nafsho chas v'shom kol lachat shemeso? Then she died. L'kach nira. Introduces an idea which I've seen in many svarim. And again, this is something which I don't think we could identify with, but it's something which we should try to aspire to understand at times to identify with. L'kach nira kamo shemavu besvarim akidoshim tekachu derech tzadikim hamatim kishabolehem eiza simcha magam simcha nefloheima miyachadim Hashem baruchu b'koch ha-simcha. When tzadikim, or when people come so in love with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so enamored, Ukemavuba sefer Gur Aryeh, the Maharam of Prague. V'chein kasher shama sara imenu was a inyan hanichba me'akeda, v'shama goda kedushas Avram Yitzchak beno. She heard the unbelievable task, the accomplishments of Avram and Yitzchak, v'goda mesiris nefashim l'Hashem, v'yoka erach beno mito goda shesimchasa kol sanafshel Hashem, sheher devekus. Her devekus to Hashem was so overwhelming, she wanted to become closer to God. In other words, you're dealing with the pshat which Yismach Yisrael, and others are saying, the parcha nafsha was not because she was upset. It is not because she was, like the way the Eish Kodesh understands it, or the others, just the shock. Was more of a parcha nafsha, the neshama want to come closer and closer to God. Zeu batomasar bekiriyat abra, biyikrat arba osio shalshem Hashem. They learned in the dream for idu, v'ulai. Meramaz mitvareinu elu b'divrei hamedrash. Rabbi Akiva ha'yoshev. This is a famous medrash of just about all the mafarshim I'm talking about. Ha'yoshev. V'dorish, v'hatzibur misname. He's giving a shir and people are falling asleep. B'kesha orun achar, umarosa, and say yes. He says, let me find a way to get everyone interested. He says, ma ra esa shetam lachal sheva v'esrim Medina. So what was it? Why does she have 127 Medina she became the queen over? Elotobo Esther Vegida Basbita Shalsara, because she is the daughter, she's the great-great-great-granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, the what who lived 127 years and who was perfect. Divya mentions, what does one thing have to do with the other? And there are many different ideas that come out of this. There was the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes, which he does go, he has a little bit of a different idea. The Sfas Emes is what was Rabbi Akiva saying? Because when did Rabbi Akiva live? Soon after the Churban Habayis. And he saw these individuals, and Yismach Yishol says something similar. But the Sfas Emes, he saw that they were giving up. They were Meyayish. There's nothing in life. What am I going to do? We just saw the Churban Habayis, right? So he woke him up. He says, "Who was Esther? What do you see from over here? You have Sari Menu. Sari Menu went through life. She had all the difficulties. She was never Miyayish. Same thing with Esther. She was never Miyayish, and you should never be Miyayish. And what does it mean you're coming so close to the Kaddish? What is that? Sari says, because that's what our life is. When you have such Mesiras Nefesh, when you have such a desire to come close to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you can see the solutions. Ulai remez lanush Rabbi Kiva shenemer alav v'chol yaka rasa ene ze eno Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva see? He wasn't even talking. He was talking to us. Haynu shenasen ena b'chol yaka sheyesh b'chlau nefashas Yisrael u'bepra b'chol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael lahotziyam mizulal. He was talking to everyone who become despondent, those who look at themselves as were worth nothing. Al derech ve'im totzi yakar, haynu shehibid al doros haracharnim ha'ela ve'akoshi shibin ha'golos mikol tzad. He was looking at our generations with thousands and years of golos. Ve'hatzibur misnamnei, we're sleeping. Be'im mikaitzel, in other words, we don't think we could ever get out of this life. Kimavu b'medrash, yishena b'golos. Ki ein lahem mekis la'orim l'chazek libum hanitcha v'nechon. There's nothing to wake us up. We just like, obviously the Yismach Yisrael was writing this before our time of Hakamas Medina. You know, you read these Mefarshim 100, 200, 300 years ago. They were living thousands of years already in Golas. Bikesh la'oron sha'al yisashu v'sasvim in ha'gulah. Don't give up. Amar ma'rasa be'ezes chus malka Esther she'bechines Esther panim. What did Esther say? Also, Esther, when was she? She was after the Churban Habayis. She was after the first Churban Habayis. How many years was it? This is my call. Was it 70 years, a little bit longer, whatever it was. Sof kol hanisim sof halayla, at the end of the night, the end of her nisim. Hamaruma zachashkas tokav hagalas be'ezes chos nizka ozla malchus shemayim. Our realization, our dependency, our closeness to God gives us emunah in the future. The fact that we're part of a shalshela, we're part of a promise of the Navi. V'timloch ata mehira lebadecha kol masecha. Gasha ein lanu zuchus, but we don't have a zuchus, l'manig v'l'ma'ora, v'zuchus yimei shenei chayei ovos ha-gadoshim. The bris ovos, the bris tiyom, however you want to put it. That's what Beryl was saying before. A little bit to the side, the second Shavu Rebbe, I just wanted to bring this down because I thought it was very, it goes against many of our thoughts. But on page 7, just to keep it in the back of your mind, V'nitzvucha misa sara la'kedas yitzchak l'fisha ayidei besura so akedash n'zdami b'no l'shchita u'kamat l'nishcha parcha n'shmasa m'yemenu mesa. V'ena move on. He says, I don't understand. What happened? Klum Sarah Sha Avram Avinu Hoyatofal Mfuah. She was a greater prophetess. Lo Rotza Chasvasham she scammy rotzan Hashem Yisbarach El Adaraba. It's not because she was upset. It's not because she didn't want. This unbelievable pshat that he gives. Adaraba. Mishum Shahisa Gadola Benavu Me Avram Yoda Shain Ratan Hashem. Yasvin Shiyishka. She knew God never wanted you to shecht him. You misunderstood him. Lochein kisheshom ala keda parcha nishmasa mishum tzeh hoye neged ratzon Hashem yisbarach. That itself, just to know about it. Parcha nafshe, because she thought Avram got it wrong. from here, I also see a tremendous idea that what was Sarah, what was part of the idea of a parenting, part of the living life, is to make sure that your children, your husband, your whole family has the right mahalath, the right machshava, the right understanding. And she felt that Avraham Avinu had such a misunderstanding of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Avodas Yisrael, again, before we get...
Menachem.
Yeah.
That's like when the Rav says, Shema Meni Musar Avicha, Be'al Titosh Torah Imecha, the Torah of your mother. Like you're saying, the mother, what Sarah was giving over.
Right, she was giving up, right. She was giving over really the mahalach of how important it is a parent to teach children.
Yeah.
The Avodas Yisrael gives a very similar pashat before we get into the Shidduch. It's a beautiful idea. But Thomas Arba Kirias Abra Isa, Shabisa Hasatan Asir Shanek, Ad Yisra Bino, Kamacha Nishka, Parfum Nishmasa, Vatsarfin and Beir. Hallo hatzadikim kavutzanim v'chayusim lasos ritzon konim amosim nashim ma'odim v'yotzich letzayim b'avrik weldis b'shmo. Isn't this what tzadikim always do? They want to find the Ratzon Hashem. You know the story. The Yitzchak Yisrael brought it elsewhere. I'm trying to remember where he mentioned it. But the Talmidim said, to Rabbi Akiva, couldn't he have performed some kind of a miracle in order to get out of the whole matzav over there? And he said, why would I do that? Why would I perform? I have the ability to die al Kiddush Hashem, to come closer and closer to Kaddish Baruch. We don't understand that. But we do understand the idea of Mesiras Nefesh on a lower level, on a lesser level. There is a lot of Mesiras Nefesh of an Orthodox Jew. How do you have to conduct yourself? And how many times... you're in real estate, you're in the stock market, you're in business. How many times you just have to say to yourself, I can't go into a deal because it's going to happen on the Shabbos, it's going to happen on Yontif, right? I can't buy a stock because if I have to sell it, the option is going to fall on 2 days Yontif. I have no choice. There's going to be a loss of money. That's also Mesiras Nefesh. It's a natural Mesiras Nefesh. If you want to come closer and closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't have to take these ideas of giving my life. And we do know. And we said this last week. There was the tshuva from the Sefer Mamakim, the Kovna Rav. When someone comes over and he asks, and so many shilas that were asked by the Kovna Rav, and I read these shilas, I'm just amazed. Because I just assume if I was in such a situation, I don't even believe how can I possibly succeed in being Mosa Nefesh the way so many Jews were Mosa Nefesh during the Holocaust. And one of the questions, and the Chidushi Harim, he brings down a Chidush, and what was the question? Again, the question was that the Nazis were coming into the town, and this the head of the town went over to the Rabbanim, and he said, I want to commit suicide. And the reason I want to commit suicide is that I have a proper burial, because tomorrow they're going to kill me anyway. And I don't want us to see, my family to see them to do this to me. They'll lose all hope, etc., etc. In that whole tshuva, which in the end he matas him, which is an amazing thing, matas him to commit suicide. In that he quotes the Chidush Harim. I think it was the Chidush Harim. I may be mistaken. Or the Chidush Harim was so one other that say that you don't know how you would react. You don't know how you would react in such a situation. And many of the Yoshronim and Achronim, the way they discuss this, is that the Jew inside of him has this Mesiras Nefesh of Sarah Imenu, has this desire of Avram and Yitzchak to give over their life to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and push come to shove, they do give up their lives. It's something which is ingrained in us, which came to us through an Avram and Yitzchak, and through Sarah. Ve'echi talking lomar al Sarah imenu hatzadeka shehoya Avram avinu tzev, etc. Raknucha lomar in the next paragraph, ki kishama masi akedah shakar Avram and Yitzchak b'na liyola al Hashem, hevinu miktusha asri shenasa ayidei zeh yichud gadol v'kadosh, v'hamakam ahu hayu rachuk mimenu lecha shama. When she heard about all of this, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu shelis dabek him of ubenob kedushas yud. She wanted to be part of it. L'chein al kapana meirachem masra nafsha bi'ahava uvetarali pared ma'ol matzeh be'eis ratzon b'shar kedusha gezos. Okay, so that's what I meant to say, is to understand that this Mesiras Nefesh, which is part of our lives, is a continuum really from the Avos. The Imre Shefer says also something, brings the Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, and we look at the bottom of 9. Emnon Yeshloma behektim liyashav kushiyas hayismach Moshe, b'pasha shehiksha v'zeh l'shano, l'chara kosher, osam ashanim, he said it was 127 years. All the years were perfect. The first few years, osam hashanim shehein behem das, Bakar's klali avodas Hashem yisparach. The first 3 years, you know, it's a child. Yeah, she learns Hashem. She doesn't know anything about God. Or he could go and I bought a gimel shanim arishanim al kol panim shegam etel Avram avinu l'shalom amru ben gimel shanim hayik shegias baruch. What are we saying?
Avram,
bless you. When Avram was 3 years old, he recognized God. So what did he do until three? What do you mean? What do you mean it's 127? It's really 124 years. You still get it. First of all, the chinuch, the preparation. There's a preparation. Okay, God gives you a reward for that. But the Imre Shefer wants to say something a little bit different. They are in preparation. You have to start small. Uben Beis. Vahashanim ha'elu heim ha'mamed v'amatzav l'shanim shamachreim k'mo ha'rosh she'amufcha b'chul. You need everything in order to get to the next stage. Ulefi zeh. And therefore, which it's not a chiddush, but now he says something quite beautiful. Ulefi zeh yesh levar. Hamedrash and Elael. What did Rabbi Akiva? What was he telling them? Saying a different thing. Hine ma'asha hoyu ha'om esnamnim bedrashas Rabbi Akiva. Yesh loma. This goes back to what really Rabbi Sachs was saying, to also understand that how a person has to drive himself to complete life, to what you want to accomplish in life. What stops an individual? There are many things. One of the things is chait of or failure if you pass. Lefi zeh, yesh levar hamedrash anel dehine, masha yom esnamnu. Why were they falling asleep? Yesh lo masha yom esham tzar ala shanim sha'avru v'lo avdu behem es Hashem karoi. It was said, what did I do until now? Zeh noda lehem achsha medrashas Rabbi Akiva. Shalom dam das echa adam helam yavod ha'shalim yavod Hashem. How should you be yavod Hashem? Because Ra Rabbi Akiva Shem Itstarima Od, Umischarzan Al Avar, Shalohilahem Das Lavod Hashem. Until then, they weren't worshipping correctly, whatever that means, but it's something for us to think about. The Ramzu Basashis Namnu Shahika Isha Yash, and they were like sleeping. Asha Oz Nev Adapta Vas Chlosa. They gave up. O shiramzu b'seshes namnu ki isha misalef mikhaav libo. He's falling asleep from a broken heart. Alavei de rabba. Alkeim ramazem Rabbi Akiva shemayata yelchu b'derach tovim. Lavod Hashem k'roi yelhem schar gam al hashanim sha'avru arata. Rabbi Shefer is saying something very, very important, very beautiful. When a person decides in the middle of life or at the end of it, whenever it is, you know, we come to a certain point in time as we get older and we realize, as Rabbi Sachs says, the door is closing. It is, the door is closing. You know, I think everyone now over here, look around, we all have gray hair. You know, the door is closing. You're not, you know, we don't have, Yetz Hashem, we have many, many years to live, but, you know, it's not like we were 20 years old or 18 years old and you have a life in front of you. You come to a point that you have to look in the mirror to understand, what do I want to accomplish? So the many who will say, I lived a whole life, there's nothing I could do, it's too late. And what Rabbi Kiva was trying to say, there's never anything too late. You begin today. So what about all those other years? Okay, there's nothing I could do about all those other years. It's like you can't live like Lot's wife. You can't live like Noah. You can't live in the back. You can't see what you did. The Yachar is over. But begin today. Begin today what you can accomplish. And those days from the past will then become the Schar also. What does that mean? So Rav Kook says something very, very beautiful. Rav Kook said when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, it says, we say, if you do tshuva meyira, so your mitzvahs, your chait, your transgressions are nasin kishgogigim. And if you do me'ava, all your transgressions will become kizchuyos, as if you did mitzvahs. And everyone says, "My mate, I didn't do a mitzvah. The answer is, because I lived that certain life and I came to realization, I had an awakening. That's what brought me to this moment. That's what brought me to this moment in order to change. That's what it means to become a schar. It became a schar. You never would have gotten here without the past. Some people are born into a family from minute one, from minute one they want to learn. Right? And the stories about Rav Soloveitchik from minute one. You know, he was learning, he wanted to, they say that he was learning Menachas Chinuch, you know, night. That's his mother used to yell at him because under the pillows he had a flashlight. He's learning, okay, that's the Rav, that's not us. You know. The next page. The Divrei Moshe. Geratoshov Anochi Imchem. Do you know the Rav thing says that's who we are? It's so true that even those of us, you know, we live in America, you live in Britain, you live everywhere, we're a Geravatoshov, right? We're a member of this, we're a citizen of this country, but so often we feel like we're Gerim, like we're still not wanted. We're still on the outside, and more these last few weeks with the anti-Semitism, we're being reminded that quite often. But why was it? Why was it that, here's a very simple question. Why didn't Avraham Avinu, why didn't you do anything about being coned in the land for the last 100 years? Whenever you got, 75, you got the bris. Why didn't you do anything until now? Maksha halon aroam, bifnot slovchad, ad kamen samsu vishtavu liyos lehem nachla beretz Yisrael. You see how much they wanted to have it. Why didn't you do anything? Because your children will be a ger in a land that doesn't belong to them. That's why you didn't want to buy until now. Once you have an aretz, then you could be thrown out of the aris of lo lahem that doesn't belong to him. The Imrish Taharos is saying something beautiful. The Divrei Moshe is that Avram was holding off to protect his children. He wanted to postpone the inevitable. Uchadei shehabenei ches lo yikshu kushi yizu al Avram lama lo konen achla be'eretz Yisrael ad achshav. So they could turn to him. So why didn't you buy anything until now? Ger v'toshav anochi imachem. Okay. Let's get to the Nesu'im, the Shiduchim. And then hopefully just one other point from the Avodas Avoda, which comes back to the first idea. It's a beautiful idea from Chamutei Daniel, what Abraham was looking for. What was he telling Eliezer to look for? It's very important for the Shiduchim. Parsha zu yedua b'parshas hashiduchim beglal shemedubar ba al hishtalshus hanesuin shel Yitzchak v'Rivka shehusta yedei Eliezer. Emnon hadava haflo yapela shelo nizka klal b'meshach kol haparsha shemo haprati shel Eliezer. First he says, by the way, Eliezer, we know he's doing it. You go through the parsha, you're not going to find his name mentioned. ובכל פעם שהוא מופיע בתוך הסיפור, הוא מתואר רק איש, העבד. ובספר שם שמואל, תסקת שבו רבא, ובספר אמונס עתיכה, בירוש השמו של יזע הוסתר במשך כל העניין, כדי ללמד עושנו שהשטחן אינו דמוס רשס בריחס השירה. First of all, you should know, שטחן is not really doing anything. Who ainu el shlucha shel kadosh baruch hu, he's a shliach of the kadosh baruch hu. Kiva shay ba'atba hu amasador amiti b'kol ha'zivugim. He's the one, and that's what the medrash says. The medrash says, what did the kadosh baruch hu do after creating the world? He's a shatran. Let's go to the mitoch havan hazu is ba'al eliezer latzliach b'loshem mikra. And that's okay. That's all. That Moshe, that Eliezer realized that really the end is kadosh baruch hu's. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's idea. Next page, it was Sefer HaLekach Valivov, Hitziya Shashidach HaRishon Nasa Dafka Idei Eliezer, Shemo Begematra Shin Yudches, right, 318, Shehu Echel Amalim Yeyush, and we had discussed this idea of 317 or 318, that you should never be Miyayish. Ubeinyan Zer Roy Lisbonesh Ba'osa Shagufa Shatorach Eliezer Mtashilch Yitzchak. During that time, when he's trying to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, where was Yitzchak going? He was going to find a shidduch for Avram. Here it says he was trying to bring back Hagar. Others I saw was trying to bring back Keturah. Okay, that's just a very nice idea. But they said, what was he looking for? Beautiful. Kivan. Sheparsha zohiya parsha shashiduchim leishish mob mikan. What do you look for? I remember Rabbi Kellermer saying this so often. You know, the questions that people ask, you know, what are they asking for? You know, sometimes he said, do they have what kind of colored tablecloth do they have on the Shabbos table? Right? Where did they daven? Where did they go to yeshiva? You know, what does the father do for a living? But they never asked me, is it a nice girl? Nice boy. Hine kosev esbiyachav Hashem alakai shemayim alakai aretz eshe lo tikach ishel evnei benos hakanani asher anokhi nirshay bekerbo. It's very interesting. Why didn't Avram want to have anyone from the neighborhood? Anyone from here? El artsi v'lamanati telev lakachte ishel evnei Yitzchak. I want you to go to my old place. I want to go where I grew up. And that's where I want to get Yisrael. They were over the Avodah Zarah. And here they're over the Avodah Zarah. Yesh Lavin, Madu Avram Avinu, Hu Batuach Kokasha, Benos Charan, Adifos, Benos Eretz Kenan. Why are they better? Gam Becharana, you're over the Avodah Zarah. Ubir Nidrashas Haran. Avram Avinu Hadifos, Benos Charan. Why did he say that Benos Charan are better? Shelchol HaPochas Hoye Lehem Midos Tofos Le'umas Benos Kenan. They still had very good midos. The midos, the benos kanan, or midos mekukolos. They were disgusting. They were destructive midos. The afal pisha hoy the benos charon deyos mekukolos ein hadavu b'ti nimna sheyishidu letzayim yecholus acholadim lachshol ba'atzma kafisha kol. It's true, but if they have good midos, they can change. But as long as they're mentioned, Masha Enkin Benos Kanan, there's nothing they can change. Shagam Benos Charon, who you owe the Avodah Zarah. But still, they had a particular, since they had a good midos, then that's what he was looking for. In the next page, he says, that's the idea of Lo Yavo Amoni Uma'avi Bekal Hashem. Why can't you marry them? What did they do? Were they any worse than Bilam and Balak, who tried to curse Klal Yisrael? Why is that? What was it? It's a beautiful little ha'ara. Matzina shebnei Yisrael nesu milhi nasa lebnei Amon Moav mebnei shehem etavim etzach chesed. They didn't have chesed. They didn't want to give them water. Lo yava moni movi bekahal Hashem gadara siri lo yava lehem bekahal Hashem adolam adavarish lo kadmu belechem uvamayim bederet seischem in Mitzrayim vaashesh achar elecha el bilam bebaar pemtochva. The fact that you wouldn't even give him water, there was no chesed, There's no future for them. The Mesha Chachma explains the Mesha Chachma in Parshas Bishalach, and says this also in Parshas Noach. In Parshas Bishalach, he explained, what was it that at that moment in time, that the Nevi'im, when they, before the Kriyas Yamsuf, so everyone is arguing with each other. Finally, the Malachim come over and they say, why are you saving Klal Yisrael? Halal b'nei Avodah Zarah, halal b'nei Avodah Zarah. They're all of the Avodah Zarah, Klal Yisrael and the Mitzvah. So why are you saving? So the Mesha Chachma says, just a simple, simple question. Until now, you didn't ask the question, Malachim. You were ten plagues, right? The 10 Makos in Mitzrayim. They're pretty big. So after each Makkah, why didn't a Malachim go over to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, what are you doing? Why are you saving the Jews? These other people are just as bad. He answers over here, there was machlokas. They weren't getting along with each other. They were yelling at each other. And Mesha Chachma says, this is, that's the hope shot. Gemara Peyu, and it says, in David HaMelech's time, there were more people died in Mechama than in the time of Achav HaRasha. Why? Because when there's achdus, when there's togetherness, there's the ability to change, the ability to create. The end of civilization of Noah is the fact that there was no togetherness, there was no unity. And here what he's saying is that's the problem also, the chesed, the midah of chesed. What Avram Avinu was doing at this point, and Sarah was trying to do until this point, Avram Avinu after the death, was he wanted to complete his life to make sure that one, his children should have a future, should understand exactly what is expected of them to create the future. He didn't want to live in the past with the death of Sarah, but he wanted to give them the idea of Mesiras Nefesh, and the most important thing is to instill in your children, the B'nai Banim, is the Midah of Chesed. He says, Teresha HaTorah Bar B'zeh Litein Tama Masha Asher London Yisrael B'livnei Amon Moav B'Issa Olam. Different than the Mitzrim. Why? Because the Mitzrim gave chesed. Where did they give chesed? They brought down Yaakov and the Yavos.
The Shratim. Specifically prohibition against the males? That's why.
Yes, look at the next thing. The next thing, the Chidushi Harim. Hevi b'shem sefer mutzal me'esh, shemashal n'chal hanashim. Why? Because the Nashim, where were they? They were inside. They're not the ones who, you come to their house, they'll help you. They're not the ones who come. Just like Sarah didn't go see the Malach. The Malachim in the house, them too. Bechlala Isil Hinasi La Amunamov Kami Kamosha Dasha Begamar Biyavamas. Amoni Velo Amonis. Moavi Velo Moavis. Why? Bibnesha Bepasha Vayera Lo Yatsa Sora Mitocha Oel Kidela Shah Sarhi. You're right. They didn't show any Ched. Maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't. We don't know, but they didn't have the opportunity. That's what the Chidushi HaRim is saying. But your point is very well taken. Finally, the Avodas Avoda. And here, which I think is very difficult to understand, but this is something that really is a tremendous musa for us to understand. That you say the Chaye Sarah, the 127 years, means that her 127 years from beginning to end was years of trying to accomplish. So let's just read it, and then we'll just say how we could affect us. Rashi. Hakadosh Hikshah Shnei Chayisara Kulon Shavin Latova Tzorch Biyur Amak Havana Bezesh Ein Shavin Latova Im Ritzono Lo Mashem Shavin Latova Belochet. She didn't have any transgressions. Harizos Kavam Ramas Rashi Hakadosh Bereisha Pasuk. The 100 was like 20, etc. Viru Opi Yadu Medivrei Hazara Hakadosh. I'm just going to read this just flippantly to understand. That after the Shvira, this is Tanya. The Avodas of other Tasha Rebbe is quoting Tanya, that basically after the Shvira Sakelim, there are different klipos, and the klipa that there are some klipas that are pure evil, pure Isser, and then there is the Noga, which has good and evil within it. Sheyeshon Abra klipos, Haner Momes Bermerkever, the Yechezkel, Venoga, that's the Noga. Shalosha Rishonisim Shlosh Kalipos Temeyas Varosa Gamre Shaimahim Tova Klal, there's no good for them. Vaklipa Haravi is the fourth one, which is Klipas Noga, he Klipa Murevas Mitovara. Vizosavadosainab, and that's our job in this world, Levara Hatov Ben Hara, to separate the good from the evil. Vizahu Inyan, and this is what understand of what sorrow was. Mashikasa balachovos alavavos. Ki ein lo la'ada ba'olam hazeh inyan shavashus. There's no such thing in this world as a rishus. Ela o mitzvah or an avera. What does it mean by that? Hainu b'nei she'im mikadesh asam b'nyani ha'rishus m'chivim be'askav ha'gashim k'dei la'avod b'hem as ha'borei baruch hu. If you are makdish everything you do, ha'ri nefasha ola v'nechleles b'medrejus ha'kodosha, you go into a higher level, v'nechshav lo ka'osik b'torah mitzvahs, Vim osek b'muta, even the things that are mutter, lo l'shem, taivas nafsho, but you do it because in a taiva, gluttony, hare nechlolos nafsho b'shlosha klipos ha'tameyos, it brings it down to the lower thing. But as you do it, goes even further, very difficult. I'm trying to think if I should introduce it, but let's see it and then we'll discuss it. B'chol yom v'yom yimei chayim shel adam yesh nitzos miyuchas she'olov l'taken b'yom ahu. Every day is a new calling. A certain nitzos, a certain spark that you have to accomplish in that day. U'kefi mispar ha'nitzos she'nitnu lo kachay mispar yimei chayim. V'ima adam m'malei es yom v'chol she'if every day you accomplish it, Ve'itav l'Hashem utaraso mitzala hanitzos shel osa hayom l'mala. So that nitzos is brought on high. Kivin shapal es atikin shel osa hayom. Avim chas v'sham. But if you don't, en m'mala eze yom osha mimei yom karoi yitzdarech l'sgagel oda pam li'olam hazeh. Gilgul nefashos, you come back. So, and the next page, she says, and that's what Sarah Emanuel was. Every minute of her life, she accomplished. So let me just use this avodah just to talk, a certain musa that we can understand. Because it's hard for me. Halavai, that we can live lives that from morning to night, there's always the Shem Shemayim, and everything's avodah Hashem, we accomplish it. But I think what the avodah Zavodah said, that we can take from it. You look at the Rabbi Kalimer, and you look at a life who never went on vacation. He didn't take vacation. His vacation was Shabbos to go on Queens Boulevard. He didn't go on vacation. It was a man who was able to, on a certain, and his madrega, even on his madrega, in our time, looking at Rabbi Kalimer, many of us say, I can't live like that. It's not who I am. I have to go on vacation. I'm going on vacation next week. I have to go on vacation. I got to take off. I got to go to a Yankee game. I got to go to this game. I got to have time for myself also. But what the Avodah Zavodah is teaching us is that what the Chai Hasar is teaching you is that you have to have a perspective in life. You have to understand, you have to live a life of balance. There are some people that when they come into retirement, what they're looking for is they're going from one taiva to the next taiva, from one vacation to the next vacation. They're going from every day, they're looking to go, how they want to spend their days. It's almost like waiting. It's like a waiting room, just wasting. Or you can live a life where you do need time. You do your exercise, you go to a movie, whatever it is. But you're also understanding the lessons of sorrow. You learn the lessons of the Chai Yisara, really what your focus should be for moments of a day, for hours of the day, for every day to accomplish something, every day to move forward. A person has to realize not to look backwards. Whatever I accomplished until now, I could accomplish much more. That's what the Avodah Zavodah is trying to teach us. Really the whole parsha. The parsha is dealing, which it seems almost like morbid. It's sad in the sense, this whole parsha. And you look at it, you start off with there, the death of Sarah Emanuel. What was that? That's it. She's dead, and we have a Bechi, and we're looking for her. Next thing you know, Avram leaves. Avram is dead, and then Yishmael is dead. And you look at this, it's almost like, what is the parsha trying to teach me? Dar bar v'dar halech? No, it's not. It's trying to teach you that we're on this world for a very short period of time, relatively short period of time. And there's so much that we can accomplish, and we should accomplish. We should listen to the words of Rav Yonasan Sacks, and really what he was saying was that getting this amuna, there's so much, we could be so inspired by survivors of the Holocaust, how they were able to live a life and not to look back. I remember Arthur Haim, Olam HaShalom, And he used to be zochet to sit with him. We used to meet like 20 minutes before I would give share in Young Israel. We used to sit in the base medrash, and we would talk. He always came out a little early, and we would talk maybe half hour before. He would tell me stories. He never said, you know, about the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. He didn't look backwards. He was really looking forward. He was thinking of what he could accomplish. And that's really what Chaya Sarah was trying to teach us with Avram Avinu. He didn't delve on the past. He could have, but he didn't. He didn't delve on the past. He looked to the future. I'm 137 years old. I don't know how many years I have left, but I'm going to accomplish. I'm going to make sure the future generation is set. I'm going to make sure there's Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to do that with all the time that I have. And I think that is really the ikkar, the lesson of the entire parsha. To strive, to try to accomplish. And all of these things, it's true with Avram and Yitzchak and Sarah. You'll think about the Mesiris Nefesh and you say, I can't be. The answer is you could. We should never be asked to be put into such a position of Mesiris Nefesh the way they had, but the belief that Chidush HaRim is saying in us, we could. Within the Jew has the ability to do it. That means anything can be accomplished. I think that's the Musa Haskell of the Parsha.